This is Laura Valenza, one of your Silver Nitrate Witches of the Silver Nitrate Witches Movie Review Brew, and I'm just bringing you a brief little teaser trailer while you wait for our next full-length episode. So Belle and I are going to do a series of little favorite fun facts in movie history, and I've got a super fun one for you today. I recently talked to a film projectionist here in New York City who told me a story about when he was playing Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer on 70mm, and the first time he played it, he got to the scene when the bomb explodes, and he thought something had gone horribly wrong with the film because there's no sound. And he pointed out to me, which I did not notice the first time I watched this movie, that there actually is sound. It's not like it's muted. Like, if you're sitting in the audience, you would hear, you know, breathing or slight shuffling or whatever, little background noises. It's the bomb itself that's silent at first, but up in the projection booth, he could not hear all those small sounds, and so he thought the sound was broken. And when he finally heard the sound of the explosion, he realized that Nolan must have figured out the actual time it would take for sound to travel, the distance that it would have had to have traveled when they detonated the bomb. And so he did the math real quick and figured out that, yes, indeed, that amount of time in the movie that there's silence is the amount of time it would have taken for sound to travel that distance to Oppenheimer and his team, who are all watching this bomb go off. And so I was able to verify this story in a Screen Rant article that explains the math for the distance, for the difference between how fast light travels versus how fast sound travels. So if you want to go see their equation and look into it yourself, you can check that out. So I thought that was a pretty fun fact, and now I think we're all going to have to rewatch at least that scene in Oppenheimer and do some math and see if it's true. So that's the fun fact I have for you this evening, and we're going to be having more summer school for you soon. We're going to be doing episodes on Whiplash, School of Rock, Finding Forrester, and more, so stay tuned for those episodes. Thank you, stay witchy, and keep watching movies.
You can find your Silver Nitrate Witches on various online platforms at LJ Valenza and at Bellang303. Thanks so much to Fine Motor. You can check out more about the band at finemotormusic.com. Thanks for listening. Stay witchy and keep watching movies.
Try, but you won't be